After tonight's GOP presidential debate, clips from the event will no doubt turn up on YouTube. MSNBC, which is hosting the debate, has strict guidelines about internet use of footage and might very well take them down. As NPR's Laura Seidel reports, activists, academics, and entrepreneurs are urging both political parties and the networks to make material from the debates freely available.
Despite restrictions, clips from the first Democratic presidential debate turned up on YouTube almost immediately, some with voter commentary.
Can you reassure voters in this country that you would have the discipline you would need on the world stage, Senator?
Yes.
Sticking with that one-word answer and riding out the silence did show some real discipline on Senator Biden's part.
The Biden campaign itself also put video clips of the debate on YouTube. When NPR contacted their office, a spokesperson was surprised to learn there were restrictions. Initially, MSNBC prohibited anyone from sharing debate clips online. Jeff Jarvis, an associate professor at the City University of New York's Graduate School of Journalism, lambasted the network on his blog called Buzz Machine.
This is also offensive democratically, just because it's ridiculous to think that a network should own the democratic conversation in this country. This campaign belongs to the people.
As of today, MSNBC will let voters share clips, but only for a month. NPR contacted Fox and CBS, and network officials there say voters will only be able to see their debates online at their corporate websites. ABC says it hasn't decided what it will do. Huffington Post editor-in-chief Arianna Huffington wants to make sure that material from presidential debates is freely available to everyone over the internet.
Because that's the way that people interact with the views of the candidates. That's how they can do fact-checking. That's how they can point out platitudes.
Huffington is one of 75 signatories to a petition that was sent to the Democratic and Republican National Committees asking them to make free online availability a condition for a network that wants to televise a debate. Other signers include Craig Newmark of Craigslist, Jimmy Wales, the founder of Wikipedia, and today, Democratic presidential candidate Senator Barack Obama joined them. In the internet age, when politicians speak, even to small audiences, their words can come back to haunt them. Think of former Republican Senator George Allen, who made a racial slur eventually seen by millions over the web. But signatories to the petition also include Republicans like Michael Turk, the former E! Campaign director of the Republican National Committee.
As a political party, they should want to embrace a technology or embrace a practice that would bring more people into the process and that would bring more people to the side of their candidates and sort of sharing the message of their candidates.
The RNC says it doesn't want to weigh in on this discussion. The DNC says it is considering the matter in its network negotiations. Blogger Jarvis thinks the candidates and the networks are fooling themselves if they think they can stop voters from sharing debate material online.
Exclusivity in this world lasts about 30 seconds. And the video is going to be out there anyway, and there really isn't a lot of point in that. And it really doesn't gain you anything. In fact, you want the video out there all around the world with your logo on it.
Jarvis says in this election, candidates should beware. This will be the YouTube campaign, regardless of what the networks or the politicians want. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.